Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Andrew Shatkin Show on every evening at 6:30, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, as time permits. And this is a show of political incorrectness. We are not concerned with political correctness. We are not concerned with media hype, media falsehood, media lies. We are not concerned with anything resembling that. We are concerned with honest discernment and significant thinking, which can only come through reflection and reading. By the way, when people cease to read, as they have in this present society, our society will probably, if it isn't presently in darkness and fooling people, then it could proceed in that direction. I also am a Christian, and I'm not about to give up those beliefs for any kind of modern fad or idea or some kind of a newspaper article. Jesus is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he's coming to judge again the world and is judging the world at this point, and all of us are subject to his love and his judgment. Next, I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture, and from Genesis to Revelation, and to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. I also am a radio host. I host two radio shows, a podcast, and this Blog Talk radio show, and many people from many countries listen to these shows, including Saudi Arabia and Muslim countries in mainland China. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I'm preparing more Christian books and legal books, and these books hopefully will present some truth to the world, and that they will not be, I don't take part in lies for anybody or any reason. Too bad. If people don't like what I say, they can consult Holy Scripture and see if I follow that norm. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about something called spirituality. It's kind of a code word. It's kind of a meaningless word. And the Christian religion is not a matter of spirituality. Matter of fact, the other day I had a brief conversation with a neighbor of mine in my condominium building, and I mentioned that I was proceeding to church, and her response to me was, well, I'm very spiritual. I intend no criticism to this person who made this comment, but I don't know what she meant by it. I also find the use of the term, frankly, has little meaning and is not anything resembling dynamic and significant religious beliefs, which affects people's lives. What she meant was, this person who said she was spiritual, that she had a kind of a feeling or sense of the spiritual and transcendent, and that feeling of transcendence, she thought it was a valid religion, I suppose. It might be the beginning point of some religious beliefs, but it doesn't move much beyond ourselves, our immediate selfish concerns, and our material world and our daily activities in it. So spirituality, it may be the beginning, theoretically, of some sort of religious belief, of a feeling of otherworldliness or transcendence. It may be the beginning point of something beyond ourselves or our immediate selfish concerns, but that's about it. It really doesn't really do much for you or me or say much. And Christianity is quite different from spirituality. First of all, Christianity affirms the material world. God created the world. He said it was good. He created man in his image, man and woman. He said it was good. He said they were equal. And he sent his only begotten son to die for us as a human being and live the life of a human being with a body, and said only by belief in him can we have eternal life. So Christianity is quite a material religion. It has nothing to do with being spiritual. As you can see, Jesus makes a claim as a person, and God made the world, and he said it was good. It came out of his mind. So God and Jesus make claims on our minds and consciousness in a bodily and material sense. Jesus claims to be connected with God. He makes a lot of claims as a person, a tremendous amount of radical, dynamic claims. He says that faith in him is the only way to have eternal life. He says he makes a lot of claims about us and our minds. He claims to be God and connected with God. He says a lot of things about himself, this person. And he is not some spirituality, which is to be confused with some vague normative belief. Spirituality is a vague, meaningless term. Jesus says a lot as a person. He says he's the only way to know God. He says our sins are forgiven, that he rose from the dead. He says things that nobody has ever said or done in history. He says that we will become new people in his image. This is what he means by sonship. He offers us significantly higher ethical standards that are almost impossible to fulfill, such as loving our neighbor as ourselves without the possibility of return. He commands us to give away our goods and live in poverty. He says what he says to the rich young man, give away your goods, live in poverty. He tells us the poor and poor spirit are blessed. He says the meek will inherit the earth. He says to look at a woman is committing adultery. He says to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. He offers us unconditional love, but in the end tells us there'll be a judgment in which you either gain eternal life and have eternal joy and happiness or suffer eternal death. He says that in his sacrifice on the cross, he ended our broken and twisted relationship with God and brought us back into that relationship. He tells us that a life devoted to self and material enrichment is a mistake. The life is to serve, not to gain power over others. So I take issue with my neighbor that the Christianity or any sort of religion is to be watered down to some sort of vague spirituality. Spirituality doesn't say much. It doesn't mean much. Jesus says an awful lot of things, and he says it as a person. And he came, he was here in a 3-year ministry as a person, and he said plenty about himself. He said that he is God. He says the only way we can have eternal life is by putting faith in him. He claims that he's a connection with God. He shows us the only way to serve, there is only way, and there is no other but him. He says that in the cross our sins are forgiven. He says that he rose from the dead. Something nobody else has claimed in history. And he says by following his teachings, we will be made remade and regenerated as persons in his image. He offers us significantly higher, impossible ethical standards, such as loving our neighbor as ourselves, without the possibility of return from that person. He commands us to give away our goods and live in poverty. He tells the poor and poor in spirit are blessed, meaning they will be rewarded for their sufferings in this life. He then says the meek will inherit the earth. He says to look at a woman is to commit adultery. And he says to love our enemies, an impossible request, and to pray for those who persecute us. He offers us unconditional love. But then he says there will be a judgment at the end with him in which we will either gain eternal life or have eternal joy or suffer eternal death. He says in his sacrifice on the cross, he has ended our broken relationship with God and brought us back into that relationship. He tells us life devoted to self and material enrichment is a mistake. So this neighbor of mine that talked about being spiritual, it was a weak-minded position that meant nothing. Spirituality is nothing resembling the person and sayings of Christ, and what he says about himself, what he offers us, and what he tells us to do and live with our lives. Christianity is concerned with people, and that concern is exhibited in the person, humanity of Christ. So I take issue with my neighbor that the Christian religion is to be watered down to some vague spirituality. What do I say about that? Spirituality, it's weak, it's meaningless, it means nothing. It allows for religious belief to be shaped and to emerge not from real thinking, not from the person of Christ and what he says, and what he presents in his mind, but some sort of feeling good about yourself and others. There's, using the term spiritual spirituality, you claim to have some feelings about yourself in life, and that's about it. Christianity is not a matter of spirituality. No way. It is a religion of a person. And God is a spirit. And as a matter of fact, he said that there would be no graven images. He also reveals himself in personal form. And Christianity, as a historical religion, is a religion of a person and what he says and what he tells us and how we are to live. He has instructions. He says things about himself. He says he's God. If you want to belong to a church, if you want to be a Christian, then you must accept Jesus being God and offering eternal life. If you do not accept that, then I suggest you find another organization and don't substitute some kind of spirituality for the love and reality of Christ. The creedal historical Christian faith involves a whole host of thoughts and thinking, 2,000 years of theological and philosophical development. The writings of Augustine, the Summa of St. Aquinas, the writings of Calvin, Luther, Bonhoeffer, John Paul II, and John Bunyan in his autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, a wonderful book. John Bunyan's autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, go far beyond the shallowness and vagueness and meaningless of the cover-all vague term spirituality. It's an excuse for not facing the person of Christ and what he says about himself and what he says we should be and can be. And it is not no substitute for genuine commitment to the love of Christ. Jesus claims to be God as a person. He said he was God, and that's really the demarcation point. Christianity is a physical religion. It's a religion of the body. It's a religion of material, of the material world. It is not some vague kind of spirituality. It goes far beyond that in thinking. I hope you've enjoyed this talk. And next, on Monday, I'll be talking about meditation. Another vague substitute for truth, which I am concerned about. Next Monday, coming Monday, we will talk about meditation, and I may hit upon spirituality again. It is a chapter in my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. I think you'll enjoy the chapter, and I think you'll enjoy my talk on meditation on Monday. Thank you.